This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Comes pressure. He doesn't see it. He is dropped. He is sacked. He is dropped back at the 44-yard line. Jerry Hughes got him. The snap to Rivers. Here comes pressure. Rivers doesn't see it. He is dropped. He is sacked. Back at the 5-yard line. Phillip Rivers goes down hard. Jerry Hughes. Hughes, Buffalo Hughes.
Jerry Hughes with those couple of sacks in the 2018 season. Jerry Hughes with a new contract extension announced yesterday. And Jerry Hughes joins us in studio right now. Congratulations, Jerry.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, going into your 10th year in the league and what, your 7th year with the Buffalo Bills then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We were thinking a lot about this, the trade that brought you here for Kelvin Shepard. I think one of the great trades, really, in recent Bills history, and it certainly worked out for you, huh?
Oh, absolutely, man. I've been a part of a great organization here. The Pagulas have done a fantastic job with this team, turned the whole building around, and it's been just working well for me.
It's interesting because that when that trade happened so many years ago now, it really transformed your career. Talk about what that change of scenery meant and how you've evolved from the time you were in Indianapolis to what has happened to you in Buffalo. Can you kind of give us a quick career retrospect?
I think just for me being traded here, getting the opportunity to play on the field. You know, when I first got here, I had to become more of a third down specialist type guy in the Mike Pettine's defense, which was, you know, I told myself if I'm going to go out there, I'm going to try to make every play, you know, go out there, have fun, have no fear, and just let the chips fall. And I think that worked out well for me playing with those guys. And as the years have just grew on here, you know, it's just been really just sticking to that. You know, I told myself that I'm never going to hold anything back playing out there on the field. Still go out there with that same mentality, that same mindset of just trying to make plays, be disruptive, and do what we can to just win football games.
Mm-hmm. You got Pettine's defense. Who's the guy at Philadelphia now? Was our defense?
Schwartz.
Schwartz defense. Yeah. You got Rex's defense and Robs and whoever else. And now you got Leslie Frazier. Which of those defensive schemes you think suits you the best? Which has suited you the best?
Coach Frazier, just the whole 4-3 scheme, actually being able to go back to that defense. We kind of had that very similar here with
Schwartz.
Coach Schwartz and everything like that. But I think with this scheme, I love putting my hand in the dirt and just coming off the edge and just being a defensive end in the trenches, not really worried about covering people, running down the field with Edelman or Gronk and things like that. Really just doing what I do best is getting after the quarterback.
And after you got here and you had a couple of really good years and the Bills re-signed, you had a chance to go and to leave, and you made the conscious decision, you know what, I may take a little less money, but I'm going to stay here in Buffalo. Is there any regrets about that?
Not at all. I mean, it was great building relationships with Kyle Williams, Mario, Marcel, those guys up front. We really had a strong chemistry. Working with Kyle has been great for my career. Just seeing another all-pro player, how he goes about the game, how so methodical he was through Monday through Friday, just understanding the whole game of football. I really wanted to just learn more from him, and I was happy that, you know, he hung around as long as he did because he made football a lot of fun.
Jerry Hughes with us, got his contract extension yesterday. When you were traded here to the Bills in 2013, right, what were you, 24, 25 years old?
Yeah, 24, yeah.
How have you matured? How have you changed since then, not just as a player but as a person and maybe your approach to the game?
I think more so just taking bits and pieces from what Kyle does, how he prepared himself mentally. He always took care of his body. And then once we signed Lorenzo Alexander, seeing, you know, a 15, 13-year-old vet running around as if he's 23 years old making plays. So still being able to learn from guys and not really hold my head too high just because, you know, I re-signed a contract. I always tell myself every day that I'm out here, there's always something that I can learn, and I'm learning things from everyone. So I think just being a part of that team and the team chemistry and the camaraderie that we have here has really been fun.
Steve and I were talking to Chris Brown, you know, from the website yesterday when the news came out about your extension and wondering, and you can answer this maybe definitively, because for a while you had a problem with, you know, kind of your temper getting away from you and getting some bad penalties. That seems to have lessened over the last few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just talking to Coach Frazier, Coach McDermott, and our team chaplain, Lynn, there, you know, just understanding what your worth is, what your value is. I mean, we are NFL players. We set the stage for a lot of kids, a lot of youth, my son included. He's probably the biggest Buffalo Bills fan at the age of 3 years old. And so, you know, you always want to go out there and set the great example. Don't let the game get too high. Don't let the game get too low from you where you're just working off of straight emotions. And I think I've really capitalized that, got a lot closer with my faith and just trying to understand, you know, it's better to go out there and be a smarter football player than to kind of just make things a lot harder on yourself.
Your defense was a top five defense in the league last year. And now you've got, you know, you've lost Kyle, as you said. That's a kind of a big loss, emotional loss for the team. You add Ed Oliver in, and a bunch of corners, but everything else is kind of intact. You get Milano back from injury. You know, it seems like this is a defense that really feels like, I don't want to say he stayed stagnant, but how do you feel like you're going to take a step forward this next year?
I think it'll be great for us just because, you know, we're in the same scheme. So this gives guys like Tremaine, you know, a young guy who's the captain of our defense, an opportunity to really learn from, you know, what he did wrong. Not only him, but everyone on that defense. It gives us an opportunity to kind of really iron out our wrinkles, figure out what we need to do to just keep improving, because we were top five, but we certainly want to be number one. So, I mean, with that being said, this has been a great offseason for us. Everyone being here, being around, building that team chemistry. Ed comes along, you know, he's a very similar player to Kyle Williams. Quick, fast, off the ball, is going to be disruptive, and I think that's going to be even better for our defense, is to have or to add that piece up front, you know, because it's going to work well in our room.
With Jerry Hughes, Bills defensive end, got a new contract yesterday. Everybody loves sacks. You led the team in sacks, 7 sacks last year. And what did I see? 42 sacks, 7th in Buffalo Bills team history. And yet you've almost become like the poster boy for the kind of a recent discussion of how sacks don't necessarily indicate effectiveness, pass rush. Pro Football Focus had you with 74 total pressures last year, 2nd in the league, and a pass rush grade of 90.4. So you've shown that pressure is what counts, really, right? Not sacks so much. Sacks are fun, but there's more than just sacks.
Absolutely. I mean, you put pressure on a quarterback, he makes a ill-advised throw, and the next thing you know, we're taking the ball to the house for that. But, I mean, certainly you want to just get in the way of those guys, cause that pressure where they're throwing the ball early, because these quarterbacks now, they're smart. They're not going to try to take the sack, so they're going to figure out ways to throw the ball early, get rid of it by all means. And, you know, it worked out well for us when we were playing the New York Jets last year.
Yeah.
And they threw the ball up. Matt Milano picked it off. We were trying to block for him because we always talk about scoring on defense, something that we wanted to really do. And so it's a lot of fun when that happens. I mean, yeah, you don't get the sack, but if I can do something to affect the throw and one of our guys can benefit for it, I'm all for it.
I read a stat that I was reading. It was about something else, quarterback play, but it was something along the lines of, the ball's coming out quicker now all over the NFL than it ever has, like 2-point-something seconds. It's the lowest amount of time, and this is league-wide, that quarterbacks have held the ball before they throw it. And you see that, right, every down, every passing down.
Absolutely. I mean, those guys do a fantastic job of preparing just like we do. So we understand it's no longer where you got to get back there in 3 seconds. It's now 2.5. And, you know, I mean, when you play quarterbacks like Tom Brady and Aaron or the Donald kid up there, with
Aaron
the Jets,
Donald,
you understand
Sam
that.
Donald,
you understand that. You know, you got to get back there fast. You got to, certainly, first of all, you got to beat a 6'5", 300-pound guy, and then you got to make sure you can solidify that tackle so you're not catching a penalty and things like that. So a lot of that has to play in the factor. And then on top of that, like I said, these quarterbacks are smart. Guys are making no-look passes and things of that nature now. So you certainly got to find ways to really just pick up your speed and get back there as fast as you can.
You know, 2 years ago, one of the things that drove this club to the playoffs was this defense's ability to churn out turnovers.
Yeah.
Now, they kind of dried up a little bit last year, and I've been talking to Murph, and it's been my thought that a lot of that, you know, you can almost put that back on your offenses. And, you know, this is an offense that really struggled to score last year, so the teams you were playing really never had to kind of go outside their comfort zone. A little bit had to be true, but what do you guys think about maybe getting back to the point where you can get 2 or 3 turnovers a game or average a, you know, plus one or plus two turnover margin?
Yeah, with the free agents that we signed, Brandon Bean did a fantastic job of building a nice wall up there for our young QB, getting some big guys up front. We got even faster wide receivers that aren't going to do anything but just benefit Josh and his strong arm. So, you know, we're watching those guys practice, watching those guys work right now. We're excited just because once they start to build those leads and really force teams to become more one-dimensional, games are going to look a lot more like the Minnesota Vikings game, right, where when we do have that lead, we're able to play the kind of defense that we can play with our swagger, and we're focusing more so on getting the ball out rather than, you know, just trying to keep points off the board. You know, we really focus on getting the ball back to our offense just because we understand that wins games, but it also helps them out.
Jerry, another pass rush question, and I read this offseason, how some people think the defense in the league is changing to the extent that the pressure doesn't have to come from edge rushers like yourself. And I think about Ed Oliver as maybe kind of a prototype of a new way of getting pass rush pressure, right? A quick guy coming from the middle. You've seen him a couple of practices. And just talk about maybe, is that a trend? Is that something we should look for?
Absolutely. Just because once you got that pressure coming up the middle, it forces the quarterbacks to either take a couple more steps back where they can't sit comfortably in their pocket, or they have to run somewhere. And when you got a quarterback running, it certainly shortens up the field. So now he can't, you know, throw across his body. Well, nowadays these kids can throw across their body. So, I mean, you really got to figure out ways where you can have at least seven or eight guys in coverage and just get back there with four guys, just because, like you said, ball's coming out quick.
Yeah,
that's really what it's about, is shortening the distance between you and the quarterback. Yeah. And from the inside over the center, it's just a shorter distance. If you win quick, plus it's also about – the quarterback seeing you. Mm-hmm. Now, we always heard about in the old days where the seven-step drop, the blind side, the quarterback's going to hold on to it. He'll see all these. If he doesn't see you, that's one thing. Yeah. But when the pressure comes quick and the quarterback sees you, that scares him off the throw as well, and that's just as effective as making him scramble the other way, to make him scramble fast because he sees you.
Absolutely, because now he can't watch his receivers. He's now focused on the rush. And when they're watching the rush, those guys are back there. They're lost. Now they're all off their route tree. Their timing is off. And so when you get that pressure up the middle, it certainly negates having wide receivers being open. He's now focused on not being tackled by a 200, 300-pound guy.
With Jerry Hughes, it surprised me when I saw the stat yesterday, and people don't think about this. You have never missed a start or a game since you've been with the Bills. 142 consecutive games. Wow. Six straight seasons, you played every game, and it even goes back to Indianapolis where you played a couple of years in a row. Every game. That means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we have a fantastic training crew here that, you know, they do a great job every day just helping us with any kind of bumps and bruises that we have. But, you know, I learned from some great vets early on in my career, you know, to do whatever you can to take care of your body. I mean, they always told me our bodies is like a Ferrari, if you would, you know, a high-performance sports car, and you certainly take that car into the shop for anything. So if you're going to do that for the car, do it for yourself. And so I've really took that to heart, and really whatever I feel like, I speak with the trainers. We have a great relationship, and they do a fantastic job here with everything that they have, from all the new equipment. Yeah. I take full advantage of it.
Now you got the new facility.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, talk about how this has changed things a little bit.
Oh, man. Going forward. I mean, the Pagulas have blessed us with probably the state-of-the-art facility here, probably the best facility in the NFL. And, like, I tell people, it's like a spa. We have everything that you could possibly think of. We have ice tub, an ice chamber, hot tubs, saunas. I mean, everything that you can to keep yourself on the field, keep yourself moving fast and playing at a high pace, that's what they got for us, and you just take advantage of it like myself, and you can just see the results.
Does that add years to your career, do you think, perhaps?
Maybe? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember coming from Indy. It was nothing like this. And so now that we have something like this and you're able to go in there, and like I said, we have a fantastic training staff who's willing to do anything for you, it certainly will add on years. And looking at guys like Lorenzo, who's 15 years in and he's still playing like he's 25. So it certainly kind of excites you.
Last question that I have for you, Jerry, and it deals with leadership. And Kyle is gone. Everybody's come to terms with that. You are 31 years old, I think you said, right? You'll be
31 in August.
31 in August. Do you assume some of that leadership? I mean, do you think it's up to me now? Kyle's gone. I watched him work, played with him. Do you assume some of that leadership?
Yeah, certainly, especially being in our room, because our room is very young, especially our defense is young, in fact. So certainly you want to go out there, embark wisdom on the guys. You know, especially what I learned from Kyle is how he works throughout the week, game planning, understanding not only Coach Frazier's game plan, but how other teams will attack us. And we talk about that now in our room. That's why I say it's great to have the attendance that we have now, so guys can understand football. You know, we've been doing so much of just running and lifting weights, but now becomes the time for us to talk football, talk game, understand how to attack people methodically, because it's not just about running around and hitting people. You certainly want to do it and know how you're getting attacked.
So how's the OTAs going with the team, the defense, and guys picking it up? I mean, does it feel good to come in, get the same terminology? Talk a little about the vibe.
Oh, it feels great. Just seeing everyone running around, flying around with our middle linebacker, Tremaine. I mean, he's talking, he's moving around, he's picking up things. He's really become the captain, the quarterback of our defense, and that's what you want to hear. That's what you want to see coming from a second-year guy. He spent a lot of his time up here, and you can see it. You can see how he's in his playbook. He's already understanding what Coach Frazier's telling him. It's not where he has to be repeated. He gets it first time. He takes it to the field, and when you see that happening, you know that we're going to have a fun year.
It's going to be fun. I'm really happy you're sticking around, too. Congratulations on the contract.
Great to hear. Guys, congratulations.
Thanks, I'm happy to be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.